This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So for those of you who know me, one of my favorite things are jingles, are the commercial jingles, you know, like, let me see. Okay, you like that? Don't give me that so-so soda, the same old cola, or Big Mac Filet-O-Fish, quarter pounder French fries, Icy Coke, the chick, sundaes, and apple pies. I remember these things. I just remember jingles. I think jingles are some of the most amazing marketing tools, and they're underused. They're slowly starting to come back. Nationwide is on your side. You know, so they're starting to come back. But one very famous jingle that helped me spell my lunch meat, bologna. I didn't know how to spell bologna. And I got to look up who was the marketing genius. But the Oscar Mayer came up with a song. And things like, my bologna has a first name, it's O-S-C-A-R. My bologna has a second name, it's M-A-Y-E-R. I like to eat it every day. And if you ask me why, I'll say Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A. And so I learned how to spell bologna. I didn't like bologna. In the 70s and 80s, when you grow up, your parents would make you a bologna and cheese sandwich. First, it's not kosher. Second, it doesn't taste good. You know, I like salami. I just do. It's heartier. It's a different texture. Bologna is... But the only reason why I didn't complain, one is because you couldn't complain. And if you complained about your food, you don't eat. That's the food Mom got. Bologna's cheaper than salami. That's what you're going to eat. But because you could take the bologna, and then you could make our eyes, put the nose and mouth, and we put our bologna on our face. Then you have the slime, because I don't know, it was kind of a wet, gooey salivary slime that it's somehow soaked in. Because remember, you'd open it up and it would drip. I don't know. It was disgusting. I really didn't like my bologna. But we would make masks. Well, Oscar Mayer looks like has another marketing genius. They're actually making an Oscar Mayer face mask, not a bologna. But they are joining forces with a beauty company to make a mask that looks like Oscar Mayer bologna. You can't get one. I already went to the Amazon site. So it's my bologna has a first name. It's M-A-S-K. Why? Why would they do this? Well, because maybe people are not... I think it's a great marketing scheme. And it's for those people that did this, it brings back some nostalgia. So they're joining forces with beauty and skincare company Soul Mamas. Soul from Seoul, South Korea. And Oscar Mayer face masks are not going to be made of bologna or whatever the hell bologna is made of, but it's going to be made of witch hazel botanical and seaweed-derived ingredients. The mask is going to be available at Amazon, even though it's not. I went to Amazon and it isn't. It's currently unavailable, so I can't even tell you the cost. They say out of stock. And it's marketed as a, quote, hydrating and restoring hydrogel that promotes skin elasticity, improves hydration, moisture retention, offers anti-inflammatory benefits, and provides protection for the skin. And it's pink, like bologna. It looks like bologna. Now, I know some of you are like, oh, how could women put that on the face? Well, have you seen women's masks? Have you seen some of the stuff we do? No, we won't let you. Yeah, they're funny looking. We got cucumbers on our eyes, mud paste, white paste, kiwi. We put all sorts of stuff. And we look funny. You know, my husband taught me, too bad I didn't know about this in high school or eighth grade, but he said if you use toothpaste and you got a pimple, you can put the toothpaste on the pimple. So sometimes I'm running around the house with some white dots. And my kid's like, Mom, you got some toothpaste. I go, yeah, because the pimple's coming. Apparently the fluoride in it, it's a drying agent. Colgate toothpaste has to be white. White Colgate toothpaste. I found that to be some of the most effective acne medication. So repurposing, yeah. So in a press release, the senior marketing analyst, Lindsay Riesler, said, inspired by those who used to playfully make masks out of their baloney as kids, this product was born as a modern-day way to spark smiles for fans of Oscar Mayer and beauty enthusiasts alike. This is the latest in our brand movement to create work that feels more like pop art and less like traditional commercial advertising inspired by the old, modernized for today. It is pretty cool if it works. Now, I did look it up. You know, I do like to teach on show. What is bologna made of? You guys know what's in bologna? Okay. It's a type of, it'll have a meat, pork, chicken, turkey, beef, a soy protein, or some meat product. They mix it with herbs. They mix it with preservatives. Interesting. It comes from Bologna, Italy, and it is a takeoff of mortadella. Mortadella, if I'm pronouncing it right, is an emulsified sausage that came from Bologna, Italy. So when we have bologna, it basically has its origins from mortadella. Mortadella is delicious, by the way. Haven't really found a bologna to me that matches that. So what are Oscar Mayer's ingredients? Mechanically separated chicken, pork, corn syrup, water, contains less than 2% of salt, ground mustard seed, sodium phosphate, potassium chloride, sodium propionate, sodium diacetate, beef. Now, why isn't beef listed with the other meat? Sodium benzoate flavor. Oh, no, sodium benzoate. They also have a flavor. Sodium ascorbate, sodium nitrate, hydrolyzed beef stock, autolyzed yeast, dextrose, extractives of paprika. Just say paprika, but it's extractives. Sodium lactate, potassium lactate, celery seed extract. Now, I know some of you guys are like, well, wait a second, why don't we just put regular bologna on our face? I recognize some of those names, and I get you, but don't. I don't really know what some of these extracts and yeast can do in terms of drying your skin. Now, sodium lactate, which isn't bologna, then remember, this isn't bologna. This is a mask that's a hydrogel and seaweed. But if you did try to put bologna on, sodium lactate is a hydrator and moisturizer, but sodium benzoate that inhibits the growth of fungus, yeast, and bacteria in cosmetics and food, it can react with vitamin C and make benzene, which is a carcinogen. So even though it's formulated so you don't get that, obviously, all the time, don't be sticking bologna on your face. B-O-L-O-G-N-A. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. We see your calls coming in. We'll get to you as soon as possible. Big thanks to GCN, who's making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really, really do appreciate it. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So throughout the pandemic and over the last 2 years, one thing that has been very frustrating is if somebody wanted to question what was said, they got vilified, they got silenced, they got censored. Doctors had to be very careful. As you see, one doctor just got her license suspended for writing ivermectin, lying to get hydroxychloroquine for her patient, and posting her attitudes towards mask vaccines online. She's also being mandated to get a neuropsych evaluation. This is Dr. Meryl Nass, who practiced in Maine. Maine has suspended her license. Many of you have been frustrated, even frustrated with me. that I have recommended vaccines. I like the vaccines. I think the vaccines are working. But when I say, look, I don't think we should be mandating them. I don't think we should be forcing it on people. I think we should be updating it, getting a new one. I'm accused of, oh, you're going against the grain, you're spreading misinformation, you're that's anti-vax propaganda. It's not anti-vax propaganda. I got the vaccine. I've helped promote the vaccine. I just don't think you should force it on somebody. I don't think you should take away their job. I think because of side effects, and the CDC has reported about 11,000 deaths, I think with that, you need to get informed consent, and somebody should have the option to decline without being punished. That, how is that anti-vaccine? That's exactly how we do things in medicine. I also, from the very start, said, look, the vaccine is going to protect the person who gets it. But all this talk that if you get the vaccine, you won't spread the virus is not true. So if I speak out about something that's untrue, misinformation, you get in trouble. But I have to tell you guys the truth. And so I am going to tell you guys the truth and how I feel. I feel the vaccine is protecting me. I feel the boosters are not going to have as much efficacy because it's a vaccine made from the old virus. We need the newer ones. And I believe that even though you do get a boost of immunity, I agree with that. I think you do get the boost of immunity. I don't think it's going to be long-lasting. This is something we've said since the beginning. I've also said, look, just because you get the vaccine doesn't mean you can go to work sick with a fever and all that because, well, it's not COVID. You're never supposed to go to work sick. And yes, you can still get COVID despite getting the vaccine. We have been saying that since day one. Biden had made a comment, and, you know, I don't fault him too much for this because he does gaffes all the time, where categorically you will not get COVID if you get the virus. No, 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 no. And he's done gaffes, but my problem with him saying that was the narrative. Guys, just get the vaccine. Don't ask questions. Just get the vaccine. Get the vaccine, ask questions later. Just pass Obamacare and then read the bill later. All right? This push from the government causes distrust. So now we have Boston doctors going, we were wrong. Not wrong about the vaccine minimizing hospitalization and death. That's something all of us doctors have agreed upon. But they say that we were wrong in terms of the way we were pushing the expectations. I can't tell you how many times people were asking for an antibiotic, and they go, yeah, because I have a fever, I have a cough, I have body aches. And I'm like, well, I want you to isolate. They're like, I'm at work now. Why are you at work with a fever? This could be COVID. No, it's not COVID. I got vaccinated. It can't be COVID. My home test is negative. A lot of the home tests are negative early on. I don't know who told people. I mean, I know who told people, but I don't know why that narrative was allowed to exist. That if you get the shot, you will never, ever, ever, ever get COVID. You will never spread it. You could walk around this world acting like you are a sterile surgical tool. No. And why did we have such spread? Well, you know, one is somebody gave people the idea that their Golden Knights mask, which is sexy, by the way, and I love the sparklies, trust me, from a fashion sense, I dig it. But from a filtration, polypropylene, multiple filters that limit less than 0.3 microns, no. Somebody gave people the impression that you have to wear those face coverings to protect you. And so nobody even thought to get a medical mask. I kept saying, you guys, you need N95s. Where's the government stockpile? Why don't we have access to it? Nobody listens. You're anti-mask. I'm not anti-mask. I am very pro N95 mask. I am probably more pro N95 mask than many medical professionals. I'm just also pro-truth. If you guys are wearing something half-assed on your face, somebody needs to have the medical ethics to tell you you're probably not getting protected from a deadly virus. But no, you got to wear a face covering. So you can't say anything without being accused or silenced or shadow banned, where social media will purposely not put that up. You know how many times I put articles up saying, hey, guys, look, you know, I'm concerned that what you're wearing isn't protecting you. If we got another wave, you've got to get the N95s. We've got to ask the government to give us N95s. They even started a petition. That article, crickets. Yet I write something about somebody sticking insulating foam into their penis, that just explodes online. Okay, there's got to be some, they saw that. There's got to be some sort of shadow ban going on. Because they think what's in there is anti-mask. It's not anti-mask. It's pro-N95 masks. So what these Boston doctors did is, this is on the heels of that Israeli study in Sheba Hospital, where they gave a fourth vaccine to 270 medical workers, 154 who received Pfizer, 120 who received Moderna. All were vaccinated three times with the Pfizer vaccine. They all got a boost in antibodies, right, following that additional vaccine, but it didn't stop Omicron. They still got sick with Omicron. I don't know how many of them, but they said it did not, and it didn't prevent the spread of Omicron. So all these mandates that are out there, okay, you need to mandate like Chicago. Chicago is fining businesses if they don't ask for proof of vaccine. And they say they're doing this to stop the spread of COVID. So a vaccinated person like me walks in there with a vaccine that was given over a year ago, but somebody else gets, and I'm not carrying the virus too. Vaccinated people were shown early on to carry the virus. So who keeps saying, if you're vaccinated, you're not going to carry the virus? The reason why I spoke out wasn't because I was anti-vax or anti-mask, is because a lot of you guys got the vaccine, and you have an older person in the family that isn't vaccinated. And you said, look, I'm going to be good. I got the vaccine so she won't get COVID. You're still carrying it. You could kill your loved one because of all this misinformation. 1-877-DOC-DALY. We see your calls. I'll get your calls in just a second. Daniel's on them. 1-877-DOC-DALY. 1-877-DOCDALY. So, stop the misinformation. Not the misinformation on ivermectin and fluvoxamine and these other medications that people could possibly use, you know, to help fight COVID while we're waiting for Paxlovid and Molnupiravir to come out. But stop the misinformation that if you get the vaccine, you're fine. If you get the vaccine, you're never going to get COVID. If we mandate the vaccine, then everybody in that workplace will not have COVID and will not spread it. Those are lies. Tell them the truth. And here's some Boston doctors saying, look, we might need to realign our expectations. This was in a NBC 10 Boston's weekly COVID Q&A series. Top Boston doctors still continue to urge vaccination, which we do, get boosted. But they said the expectations of COVID-19 vaccines need to change. Now, Pfizer and Moderna are supposedly working on a newly formulated vaccine. They should have done it last year. As soon as we saw Alpha come, as soon as we did this wild type one, we should have already been working on the next one like we do with the flu vaccine. So it sounds like they're still in the process. Now, maybe they're not telling us something. Maybe they did start the process. The logic would dictate they started it right away. Right? We work at almost a year ahead for flu. But why wouldn't they do that for COVID? Maybe they're having trouble making it. Maybe it looks like the regulatory bureaucracy red tape is a pain in the butt. I don't know. But after the fourth wave of COVID, we should be having a new shot. They said, though, don't wait for it. They said, look, be honest, don't wait for it. Get the booster so you have some immunity, but expect that you can still get sick and you can still spread COVID. So at least finally, you know, we're having people say, look, okay, Dr. Dolly is not wrong. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. brick and mortar, and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today marks 1 year since President Joe Biden was sworn into office. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, claims the president's first year in office has been nothing but failure after failure.
This is a president that's had 1 year anniversary, one party control, and what do we have? We have an economy that's damaged, we have streets that are dangerous, we have our enemies dominating, and we have American morale low.
Russia is continuing to face stern warnings from the United States and its Western allies about potential action against Ukraine. Following a meeting with French, German, and British ministers, Secretary of State Antony Blinken says Russia will face a response for any action taken against Ukraine.
If Moscow chooses the path of further aggression, we will impose swift and massive costs.
USA Radio News. Democrats head home with the filibuster effort sunk.
Republicans blocked voting legislation on Wednesday night. It's a major blow to President Joe Biden and the Democrat Party. Biden and other Democratic leaders have been unable to persuade two holdout senators in their own party, Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia. The initial vote was 49 to 51, short of the 60 votes needed to advance over the filibuster. From the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The CIA says there's no one explanation for the health issues experienced by many United States diplomats and embassies around the world. An interim finding on the so-called Havana Syndrome reports no United States adversary is engaged in a sustained worldwide campaign to harm or collect intelligence on diplomats. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of you asked, will the post office be able to, after the mail, I'm going to have to paraphrase what he wrote, after the mail and ballot fiasco, can the post office handle the COVID test distribution? You know, I am kind of interested in what's happening with that. Okay, so the COVID test kits. We got the U.S. is finally, hallelujah, praise the Lord, giving people COVID-95 test kits. Remember Jen Psaki was arguing with a reporter going, what, you expect us to give every home a test kit?
Yeah.
Why so snarky? I like it. I like the idea. I just don't know how good they are. I'm seeing they're not very sensitive. They didn't test positive for me, you know, but still, I'd rather we have them. I think the test kits, if they get better, they got to get better, though. If they get better, then we'll be able to know who needs Paxlovid and can then start that Pfizer drug when they become COVID positive. So we need to institute that within 5 days. You're Paxlovid. By the way, with Paxlovid, guys, if you have high blood pressure or liver issues, you need to talk to your doctor. A doctor has to prescribe it. But for those of you with high blood pressure or liver issues, for some reason, Paxlovid has some precautions or warnings. So I haven't really heard all the scoop on that, but I do know that you do need to talk to your doctor about that. Okay? But the test kits. So the government is sending out 400 million test kits to everybody. No, is it 400 million test kits? No, 1 million. It was going to be. They're going to be sending out 1 million. There's that free test site, that covidtest.gov. We're able to log on, put in our name, put in our address. The problem that I guess they are seeing is multiple people live at one address. You have multiple families where the home just goes to that. It just goes to that home. You can't put a P.O. box. You can't put a mail-in address. I usually have all my mail go to work. And they said, nope, sorry, it has to be a home address. Well, what if you have, you know, what if I have a few other dependents? What if I'm in an apartment building? Apparently, people with the apartment building had issues. So the White House said that even though, you know, everybody should be able to get 4 free rapid at-home tests, hours after the site's launch, users struggle to place orders, especially if another tenant beat them to it. The extent of the problem is still unclear as of publication. White House spokesperson Kevin Munoz said it's a really small percentage, and USPS, United States Postal Service, will be sending our statement on this shortly. So users trying to order tests to multifamily homes and apartments seem to be experiencing this most, the issue. Yeah, we have some close friends where they have a roommate, and only one of them was able to get the test. And then they had to say, but look, you don't understand. We're two families within this house. Why didn't they think that through? Wait till we get to the masks. So they say users trying to order tests. Look, I'm just glad that somebody listened. I've been saying we need the N95 mask. We need access to test kits for a while. At least that's happening, okay? So I can't, you know, beggars can't be choosers, but this is a cluster and a half. Once a user enters the information on the form, they're prompted with an error message that says their order could be placed. Our records show that at-home COVID-19 tests have already been ordered for this address. We are unable to process duplicate orders for the same address. So trying to prevent multiple people from getting multiple tests, getting one person from getting multiple tests, they have that fail-safe. Last week, the White House issued a statement saying that users will be able to call a hotline to order tests if they're unable to access the website. There will be free tests available for every household. And to promote broad access, the initial program will allow 4 free tests to be requested per residential address. Now, 4 free tests, that's nice. Keep in mind, some people have more than 4 people in their house. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with that. But for those of you that are having issues, I do not have the hotline number, but apparently the White House is supposed to have the hotline number. If I find it, I'll post it. But, yeah, if you have a tenant, a lot of people do, they got a basement, they got an attic, they're renting to college students, they're, you know, 4 per household. They didn't think that a lot of people have room. I mean, in fact, those people who died in the flooding a couple months ago in New York, it's because people were renting out their basements. I mean, people are finding ways to make money. And if a lot of people, they don't want to just live, I mean, throughout college, you know, I was working at Jack in the Box. I was trying to support myself on $4 an hour. I had to live with 3 different people just to barely make the rent. So, you know, the average, you know, the average person has a home with a white picket fence and they'll get their 4 test kits. But then how is that going to work out? Okay, the United States Postal Service is on it. I trust the Postal Service. I trusted them with the mail-in ballots. I didn't trust what people were doing with the mail-in ballots. But the United States Postal Service, I mean, if they were able to get them in time, I mean, they're, you know, what is it, through hail, rain, sleet, whatever the saying is, I trust them with that. But here's the thing. The test kits, and I don't have one to show you, is a box this big. 4 of them are going to be this big. The average mailbox is small. Some mailboxes have those extra container, those extra large mailboxes, so you could open it up and get a package. There's one per, I think, 15 or 20 houses. Everybody ordered these at the same time. So the post office is going to have have big test, going to have test kits of this size, okay, that won't all fit. So they might have to Amazon it and put it in front of the person's home. Somebody's going to steal them. So when I found out, okay, well, they're going to be delivered to the house, that's what I'm like, delivered to my work. At least with delivering to the work, we got plenty of space. We could get it. We could put it on a... But at the house, if we're not home, it's going to sit out there, and then somebody's going to steal them. So I'm not sure. I mean, I don't think my neighbors would steal them. So how is this going to work? How is everybody going to, in 7 to 12... Well, actually, now it's about in 4 to 9 days, if they're right on schedule. How are they going... It's like the Sears catalog. Now, that Sears catalog was thick, but they were able to squeeze it and get it into the mailbox like this. How are you going to get 4 test kits in there? So, I think this is going to be a cluster. I'm not sure how this is going to come out, but I urge you to be ready for it because you might not get it. Okay? Now, the masks. 400 million masks. N95 masks, it's about time, hallelujah, praise the Lord, are going to be distributed. How are they going to be distributed? You'll be able to go to your local pharmacy, and you'll be able to get 3 masks. Sounds great. Okay? When you do the math, like we said yesterday, 400 divided by 3 is 133 million. There's 365 million. I think about 70 million of them are kids, which means we're going to be short. But somebody doesn't do the math. I'm not surprised. I'm surprised we're even doing this. Again, I almost don't want to wake up the sleeping giant. At least we're getting some N95 masks. And I'll give up mine gladly so people can have them. But not just because I think they're made in China. It's just honestly, I'd rather people have some protection. But how, if I go up to Walgreens and I go, I'm Dahlia Wax. We know who you are. I love that. That's not good. They don't say that. Yeah, we know who you are. I'm like, well, what do I do? You made fun of Biden. Who doesn't? Anyway, if they give me my 3 masks, is there a list? Does somebody have a spiral notebook? Does it go into a computer? Dahlia Wax got her 3 masks. My guess is somebody's going to go to Walgreens, they're going to go to CVS, they're going to go over here, they're going to go over here, and they're going to get their masks. Now, right now, Walgreens is the one that's partnering. Interesting. According to 5 Chicago, Walgreens is pleased to partner with Biden administration in distributing free N95 masks. Okay, they say they are pleased to partner in varying sizes available free of charge at select Walgreens locations nationwide. I don't know how pleased they're going to be because how is somebody not going to get 9? How is somebody not going to... This is going to be a mess. And there's going to be somebody going, well, I'm here to pick it up for everybody. I don't know how easy this is going to be. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
I'm a walking in the rain.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Farrell wants me to comment on the snappiness of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in their interviews the last couple days. You know, what is that a sign of? So, psychologically, okay, I mean, I snap at my kids, I snap at my husband, not all the time. It's at rare times. I notice I snap at them when I'm tired. Mommy, Mommy, I can't find this. Mom, I can't. I mean, when they're younger, it was Mommy. They don't call me Mommy anymore. I wish they did. Now they're like, Mom. Mom. That's really how they sound. They used to be, Mommy. I was like, oh, my little baby loves his Mommy. Hi, what you need? But it was, Mommy, I can't find the Mommy. I you know, so if it's something stupid and I'm tired and I'm not in the mood, I'm like, it's in the dryer. You can't open up the dryer yourself. Come on. So funny. My son is a picky eater, one of them. And when, if I pick up burgers, it's not often, he doesn't like the lettuce and tomato on the burger. He likes it, you know, plain. And the other day, I got burgers just the way they came. No onion, though. You know, because I have that issue where onions give me gas, and if I don't have beano, right, okay, good. I love onions, though. I love onions. Anyway, I go, yeah, there's a burger in there for you. Go heat it up. And he goes, is there a burger with no lettuce and tomato? And I go, no. And he goes, well, then I can't eat it. Never mind. I have to go get myself. I got to go to the store. I got to get myself something to eat. And I'm like, why can't why can't you just pull the lettuce and tomato off? That's what they do. They have ready-made burgers. They pull it off there. No, because I could taste it. I go, so what if you taste a vegetable? You need a vegetable. So anyway, but yeah, okay, I mean, I will, when somebody says stupid, or somebody's getting on my nerves, I will snap at them. Really wasn't that coincided with PMS, to be honest with you. I didn't really have a lot of PMS. I might have had some cramps, so it's not with that. But for me, it's, okay, if, you know, I'm tired, and if somebody says stupid. Other people will snap if they, we will see that with cognitive impairment, which is why some people have been concerned when Biden would lash out at people who were, you know, bringing stuff up at these impromptu, you know, conferences or meetings or whatever, where they'd be like, what about this? And then you'd see him yell at somebody. Sometimes that could be a sign of you not, if you losing some of your filters. We see this with older individuals. You know, that's why when I was little, I never got to stand next to, you know, older men in pictures or things like that because of butt grabbing. You know, I mean, they, you know, a younger guy would know, okay, I'm not really supposed to do that, but an older man, they might lose their filter. I had a patient that was supposed to be, like, semi-comatose. Doctor said, yeah, just check his vitals, go check on him. Okay, well, he grabbed me. And then he quickly went back and pretended to be comatose again. I was like, oh, really? Really? So, you know, some of them, they know exactly what they're doing, but they might lose their filter. And so when you see somebody get grumpy, when you see them start to snap a little bit, like I think Biden snapped at a reporter yesterday when she had asked him about, I think he was comparing Republicans who don't want to, passage their new voting bill as comparing them to, you know, racist people in our past. You know, when she questioned him, he goes, well, read what I said. You know, so when they, I don't know if that's a cognitive issue or he has been getting a lot of heat for it. So stress, it's a sign of stress. So when I see somebody snap, they're stressed, they're frustrated, they could be tired, or they could be losing their filter. And they have a lower threshold for things. So it could be a sign of age. Kamala Harris, though, is still younger. And so she got a little snappy. I didn't, you know, watch the interview. I don't really. Savannah Guthrie, didn't she have COVID? I don't know if she's home or if she's back in the studio. I don't know. But apparently Vice President Kamala Harris faced a barrage of questions in a round of interviews this morning. Apparently she deflected when asked about the failed voting rights legislation, the bad poll numbers, and broken COVID promises. They said she also seemed to suggest that there was doubt that the 2022 election will be fair. Now the two voting rights bills did not pass the Senate on Wednesday. So she seemed a little not very, friendly. And this isn't the first time. I think she snapped at Charlemagne the God. I think during that interview, she kind of snapped at him and they had to stop it. And so we're seeing her kind of tense. Now, I don't really like to remark on people and how their, behavior might be among, you know, their personality. I really don't want to comment on that because I'm not in her position. And my guess is it's not easy being the vice president to Biden. I mean, that I'm sure Jen Psaki's job isn't that easy. I mean, everybody around them looks inept. and then they have to backtrack, and they have to, you know, and so it's definitely not easy. But I do wonder, and this is what I think Farah, was it, who wanted me to comment on, was, you know, is she's lost a lot of staff leaving. It's been rumored that it's because of her attitude, that she's very difficult to work with. Again, I would say, I mean, I'm sure Trump was difficult to work with. I'm sure, you know, Bill Clinton would have been difficult to work with. Hillary Clinton did. I mean, I think when you're in that position, you're difficult to work with, as it is. You know, I mean, as a physician, I always wanted to be the coolest boss. And I wanted to be friends, and I wanted to be, I mean, they didn't have to hang out with me, but yeah, you guys want to go grab lunch? You want to, you know, happy hour? You want me to bring in food? You want me to whatever? You know, you need to take off? That's fine. You know, we're here for you. We're a family. Yeah, just because I'm a doctor doesn't mean there's rank, okay? You know, I'm going to help answer the phone. You need me to help answer the phones? You need me to file? What needs to be done? Give me orders. And I wanted that relationship. But where things changed was when I had to put patients first. And when I caught that some of the staff were not addressing or giving me the labs, throwing labs out, now we're putting patients' lives at risk. Why was this in the shredder? Oh, I don't know. My bad. My bad, it's an abnormal lab. I would not have known about it if I didn't ask you where are the labs. Now you need to print some more for me. What did you follow up on the mammogram? Did you follow up on the referral? I don't want to be hard to work with. But when it's life or death and the patients come first, you have to make a choice. So I don't know if any nurses out there would say, man, Dahlia was tough. Man, I wasn't mean. But I'm like, look, your blood pressure is wrong. I've rechecked your blood pressure 3 times. It's wrong. I need an accurate blood pressure. You can't work here. You know, maybe get some more practice, and I'll definitely consider you for rehire because I love everything else about you. You're awesome. It's just we kind of need accurate blood pressures. Oh, my gosh, she fired me. What a witch. I can't comment on did these people leave because they were not doing their job. You know, I mean, it's the media could very easily make Kamala Harris look like she's mean and she's a witch, but, you know, with the B word. But, you know, if she told somebody to do something and they didn't do it, she has every right to, you know, get staff that will be appropriate. But in terms of her getting a little grumpy, and refusing to answer some questions and let me finish my statement. I'm surmising she's stressed. She's worried about her political future. She doesn't have the control she wants to. And, she doesn't have a good record to stand on, whether it was her fault or somebody else's. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 4-star and 5-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.